إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون.
Surely, Allah enjoins justice, kindness, and the doing of good to kith and kin, and forbids all that is shameful, evil, and oppressive. He exhorts you so that you may be mindful.
وَأَوْفُوا بِعَهْدِ اللَّهِ إِذَا عَاهَدتُّمْ وَلَا تَنْقُضُوا الْأَيْمَانَ بَعْدَ تَوْكِيدِهَا وَقَدْ جَعَلْتُمُ اللَّهَ عَلَيْكُمْ كَفِيلًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ.
And fulfill the covenant which you have made with Allah, and do not break your oaths after having firmly made them, and after having made Allah your witness. Surely, Allah knows all that you do.
وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّتِي نَقَضَتْ غَزْلَهَا مِنْ بَعْدِ قُوَّةٍ أَنْكَاثًا تَتَّخِذُونَ أَيْمَانَكُمْ دخلا بينكم أن تكون أمة هي أربى من أمة إنما يبلوكم الله به وليبينن لكم يوم القيامة ما كنتم فيه تختلفون.
And do not become like the woman who, after having painstakingly spun her yarn, caused it to disintegrate into pieces. You resort to oaths as instruments of mutual deceit, so that one people might take greater advantage than another, although Allah puts you to the test through this. Surely, on the day of resurrection, He will make clear the truth concerning the matters over which you differed.
وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَجَعَلَكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً وَلَكِنْ يُضِلُّ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَلَتُسْأَلُنَّ عَمَّا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ.
Had Allah so willed, He would have made you all one single community. However, He lets go astray whomsoever He wills and shows the right way to whomsoever He wills. Surely, you shall be called to account regarding what you did.
وَلَا تَتَّخِذُوا أَيْمَانَكُمْ دَخَلًا بَيْنَكُمْ فَتَزِلَّ قَدَمٌ بَعْدَ ثُبُوتِهَا وَتَذُوقُوا السُّوءَ بِمَا صَدَدْتُمْ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلَكُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ.
Do not make your oaths a means of deceiving one another, or else your foot may slip after having been firm, and you may suffer evil consequences because of hindering people from the way of Allah. A mighty chastisement awaits you. The verse emphatically admonishes the believers to adhere to righteous conduct. At times, those who are otherwise intellectually convinced that Islam is sound may observe the misbehavior and corruption of Muslims, and this may deter them from joining the fold of Islam. This because they did not find the Muslims with whom they came into contact any better in their moral conduct than the unbelievers.
وَلَا تَشْتَرُوا بِعَهْدِ اللَّهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا إِنَّمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ هُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ.
Do not barter away the covenant of Allah for a paltry gain. Verily, that which is with Allah is far better for you, if you only knew.
مَا عِنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَدُ وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقٍ وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّ الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ.
Whatever you have is bound to pass away, and whatever is with Allah will last. And we shall surely grant those who have been patient their reward according to the best of what they did.
من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة ولنجزينهم أجرهم بأحسن ما كانوا يعملون.
Whosoever acts righteously, whether a man or a woman, and embraces belief, we will surely grant him a good life, and will surely grant such persons their reward according to the best of their deeds.
فَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ.
Whenever you read the Quran, seek refuge with Allah from Satan, the accursed. Whenever you read the Quran, seek refuge with Allah from Satan, the accursed. This does not simply mean that before starting to recite the Quran, one should simply utter the words, "I seek refuge with Allah from Satan, the accursed." Seeking refuge with God against Satan should not merely involve a man's tongue, but also his heart. The one who fails to find guidance in the Quran will get it from nowhere else. If someone is so unfortunate that he derives erroneous doctrines from the Quran, nothing in the world will rescue him from misguidance and doctrinal error.
إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ لَهُ سُلْطَانٌ عَلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ.
Surely, he has no power over those who have faith and who place their trust in their Lord.
إنما سلطانه على الذين يتولونه والذين هم به مشركون.
He has power only over those who take him as their patron and who, under his influence, associate others with Allah in his divinity.